This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Tossed Popcorn is a production of iHeartRadio.
Hi, I'm Sienna Jaeckel.
And I'm Liana Holston.
And welcome to Tossed Popcorn, the podcast where two idiots watch every film on the AFI's 100 Greatest American Movies of All Time. The podcast where two idiots watched every film on the AFI's 100 Greatest American Movies of All Time, the very slightly less racist 10th anniversary edition, and are now watching films of our own choosing.
This podcast is a safe gathering for people who don't know anything about movies. Today, we're watching Death at a Funeral.
I'm so sorry about the death.
The British version, a Liana selection. Warning, there will be spoilers about this semi-fatal old film.
I'm really excited to do our predictions.
Okay, great. Let's just do it.
Let's just go ahead and start with mine, shall we?
All right.
Hey, Liana.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Oh. This is in a bathroom?
I'm about to watch Death at a Funeral. I assume it'll have as many farcical, funny happenstances as just happened to me. I'm at an open mic that's been going on for a long time.
No.
And urinal just flushed near me. Wow. I'm sorry about these vibes. Okay, so I saw like 1 second of this movie once, and I remember him saying, "My father was an exceptional man."
Yeah.
And so it's a funeral.
Yeah.
And the guy from Pride and Prejudice and Succession will be there. Yeah. And I bet some crazy things will happen, and maybe someone will die there, which would be crazy.
There
but
you
I'm
go.
Looking forward to watching this. I love you, and goodbye.
what happens? Where do you watch these movies? Because you can just do the prediction from there.
So I was at, my friend asked me to go to an open mic with her, and I was like, totally fine.
Is this for stand-up or music?
Music. Music.
Okay.
And I'm just trying to, it's definitely a New Year's thing that I was like, sure, why not?
Even it's though definitely a New Year.
I don't really particularly, I have a bit of a distaste for live music, particularly live music that has sprung on me. And
you do not like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Having to suddenly attend a live music event is kind of terrifying to me, but I was like, you know what? I'll branch out. And I love this friend and she might perform and I like her music. So I ran off to the bathroom, which was a wonderful escape from these people I did not know nor care about. And I went in and it was just so chaotic the way, I don't know why my voice sounded like that. And then there was a toilet that went off automatically near me and it was so, I didn't want to be where I was. So anyway, a good way to start it off, yeah. because that was a lot like what the movie was like, to be honest.
Absolutely. It was a method prediction.
Okay. Well, Liana, I'd love to hear your prediction for Death at a Funeral.
Hello, Sienna. It's Liana. Hey. I am about to watch Death at a Funeral. I haven't seen this movie since, like, freshman year of college, so I don't know how it has aged, but I remember laughing a lot at it, and I think it was very foundational for my love of the British sense of humor. I predict kooky characters, accidentally on drugs, Peter Dinklage, that line, everything's so fucking green. And, you know, a bit of a romp, as well as some crass material. I hope it's still fun. Ah, love you. Bye.
Bye. Well, that was basically a summary of the film. So thank you very much. Would you like to hate girl now, or would you like to go to the summary, or how are you feeling today?
Oh,
let's do a little hey girl. I'd like to hear how you were doing. So you recently went to your friend, or another friend with my name, was visiting you.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned seeing a show with corgis in it. Did that occur?
Yes. We got tickets to a play simply because there were corgis on the poster. And honestly, it turned out to be a little bit of a royalist piece.
Interesting. Actually, that kind of makes
like
sense.
Like a monarchist. And, you know, the audience reflected that. The diversity level of the audience reflected sort of the diversity level of the monarchy.
Right.
I would say.
Right.
There were many moments of it that were very funny, but it also was like, all right, this is a little bit. Why are we doing this?
Yeah.
And I must say, not nearly enough corgi as to what I was hoping for. So it started with the opening moment of the play is the curtain lifts to reveal a very, very, of course, gorgeous set.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like the garden room or the flower room or something at Clarence House, which is where the Queen Mother lived after George V died. And two corgis run across the stage. And that's the first moment of the play. And I was like, good. This is going to be the best theater I've ever seen. And then the corgis are seen running back across the stage at the beginning of another scene. And then one more time, the direction they ran the first time at the beginning of a third scene. And I was like, now hang on. Are the corgis only going to be running across the stage the whole play?
Yeah.
I paid to see a corgi. And finally, during one of the later scenes of the show, one of the corgis came out and sat on the couch next to the Queen Mother. And it was so fucking cute. And we were pretty far back in the theater, and I was staring right at that corgi. And it was meant to be like a serious scene. And I was like, listen, I'm not listening to anything the people are saying because this corgi is slaying on stage right now. I also think the corgi's real name is Pumpkin.
Okay.
I think the actor playing the corgi is called Pumpkin. He was so, so cute. At one point, he put his little chin down on her knees because he was a little bit sleepy.
It's very funny that those corgis were mostly scene transitions. They really got you.
Yeah.
Also, that's really smart if they're trying to get people to sort of like get on board with the royal family. Bringing them to the dogs, like making the dogs the focal point is really smart. Love that.
I love them so much. When I see a corgi, I just feel... Did I tell you that at Christmas, I was holding my cousin's dog and my brother took a photo and he said, I've never seen you look at a person like that.
Oh. Wow.
It's true.
Wow. How'd you feel about that? That's just a big thing for a brother to say.
Yeah. In fairness, none of my family looks at anybody that way. It'd be very inappropriate.
I will say, it's like, how often are you going to look at people that way? Like
gazing with love? No.
Yeah.
I'm not doing that.
Hey, girl.
Hey.
Well, I mostly told you
where
I'm
at. You want to tell me about that soup?
Yeah, I mostly told you where I'm at because of the thing I attended last night. But one thing that I want to spread the word about something. Because I woke up hungry and I had some wonderful leftovers in the fridge that I got, which is from a little restaurant I've never been to before until this very weekend. And it was called Islands. Have you ever been to islands?
No. I've been to islands with your brother.
Really? Wait, what? I've never been before.
Why have you gone to islands with Matt? My first weekend in Los Angeles, the one closest to him was closing. And it was a very LA moment where I was like, oh, it's a 15-minute walk. Like, should we just walk there? And they were like, no, we're going to drive. And it, on the drive, I realized why. And it's because it went like under an underpass.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And next to a highway. Like, it would be a horrible walk. That's but that so one, funny. I think, closed. Unless, did it reopen?
No, this was in Orange County.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did you get a cocktail? A fruity bev?
You know what I got? I did get a bit of a fruity bev. It was not alcoholic. I got it's not called a frosted lemonade there, but it was like lemonade with milkshake in it.
Okay. Is this like a bit of a Dole Whip texture?
Kind of. The texture was different, but it's that same kind of vibe, like a creamy, fruity thing. And it was delicious.
Yeah.
And I got the tortilla soup, which is what I'm sipping on right now. It was endless. Mm. The two sizes are small or endless. And as we were
That's
leaving.
That's my love. My amount of love for people, small. My amount of love for dogs, endless.
And when I was leaving, we were like, do you think that I can get a bowl to go? I asked to the waitress, I was like, well, this is endless. Could I get one of my endless bowls as a to-go bowl? And she was like, I don't think I can, or technically we're not supposed to do that, but I'll see what I can do. And you know what? She was a girl's girl. She was a girl's girl. And she got me a big old thing to take home. And I'm eating it now. I'm reaping the rewards.
Like if somebody in the service industry is not able to do something for you, to be like, they were not a girl's girl. It's like, okay, so they're forbidden from doing that at their job.
It's
actually
a policy.
It's like, no, they don't support women.
She was not a girl's girl.
She was closing. She was gatekeeping that soup. Much to think about.
Liana.
Hey.
Should we do an episode on the movie?
Yeah.
I'm going to give that synopsis. So, Death at a Funeral, 2007, the UK. This movie delivers us more British humor, TM, aka bums. A family gathers for the funeral of our protagonist's father. The protagonist is played by Mr. Darcy and Tom from Succession, aka Matthew, what's his name? The movie. McWha? I can never remember it. McWhat now?
Wow. You do not get hit by limerence. You really don't. Because you love Mr. Darcy and you could not give a shit what that guy's name is. That's powerful. Honestly, good for you.
His face was enough. I don't need to know more. McWhat now?
McFadden.
What's going on with my throat? The movie is a comedy of errors, complete with pissed off great uncles, accidental acid trips, sibling rivalry, and an extremely exasperated priest. Oh yeah, and the almost murder of their father's apparent lover who is attempting to blackmail the boys, and is played by Peter Dinklage. This movie will make you say, ah, ew, and ha ha ha. The end.
Yeah. That's right. Good job.
Thank you. I will say my take on this movie is it could have been a lot more offensive. For coming out in 2007, being a comedy of errors like gross and crass, it could have been a lot more offensive on many fronts.
On many fronts.
And I was like,
I found myself realizing early on, like almost as soon as I pressed play, I was like, wait, why did I put this on the list? But I think it's because it was a formative one.
Yeah.
It really was.
I'm glad to have sat and watched it all the way through. I've heard of it.
I think for a long time I said it was my favorite movie. So,
oh, that's
there you go.
I gotcha. Well, Liana, should we get into a little thing called our phone notes, where we talk about the notes yeah. that we took while watching the movie?
Yeah, baby. We sure should.
I barely wrote anything down.
I know, me too. Well, the thing is these movies that are more...
Oh, good.
These movies that we're watching now that are...
Oh, sorry.
Chiller.
Keep going.
I find myself just kind of like sitting there watching them.
Yeah.
So
yeah, you don't have to keep writing down like, okay, so the reason that this was bad for women's rights is this, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you knew right off the bat. Sienna, your first note is Frank Oz. Okay, so this is literally a Muppet movie. Gotcha.
I was so excited. I was like, okay, compromise, British and a puppet.
Mm-hmm.
The two things we've been doing
this
year.
So you know, just seeing the name Frank Oz, you knew.
Oh, yeah.
Who that was.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Keep going.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And absolutely. I know about Frank Oz, and I was happy to see him.
Aw.
Go off, King.
He's not in the movie, right? He just directed it?
I believe. Yeah. I actually don't know what he looks like. I assume it's a puppet. I assume he's Gonzo. Liana, you also said Matthew McFadden, so actually you're welcome, Sienna. Yeah, you're right.
I didn't know at all how you were going to feel about this movie. And I was like, I feel kind of bad for like making her watch this. And then I remembered that Mr. Darcy is the lead. And I was like, nope, you know what? Never mind. She's fine. She's welcome.
I'm going to say this in my badges, but one thing I'll say right off the bat, this movie did awkward silences like better than I've seen it's some of the best awkward silence moments that you will ever find. And that was very entertaining.
Yeah.
I appreciated it.
When you were, while you were watching it and you were like, oh, maybe I have seen this before. Mm-hmm. Did you remember the gags and the punchlines or?
No. Mm-mm.
Okay. So those felt like new to you.
Yeah. It was all fresh to me. Yeah.
Okay, great.
It was funny.
Oh, good. This will be a good, great perspective.
It was funny.
Yeah. Right?
Funny movie.
Watching it today, I was like, I think this is funny. It's just one of those things. Like, you know, when you've heard something a million times and you're like, no, I think that really is great.
Totally. No, totally.
But that's really remember.
Funny. This is a very funny perspective you're coming at it with, which is just completely uncertain and maybe
uncharmed.
And
I was really sleepy when I was watching it. And I knew that the poo scene was coming. And I was like, oh, no. What if none of it's funny and then there's poo? Did you just realize that the pill you took to calm down a little bit was actually an extremely potent hallucinogenic? Take 3 minutes to just sink into that vibe for the rest of the episode. We'll be right back.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit nfl.com/schedule-release to learn more.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant... Just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
Liana, one of your first notes is, this is very British. And please tell me when you notice that, because that's extremely true. This is one of the most British films I've seen.
Yeah. I think kind of from the start, but particularly the mother's slights at her daughter-in-law, played by Keeley Hawes, where it's so quiet and biting and vicious, but also polite.
Yes.
And everybody, like all the extras being really politely concerned about there being like a nude man on the roof and all that stuff. It's just all, and they're just being a nude man. Like all of it is such key, like it's a pinnacle of British. Like shitting oneself, that's very British.
Yeah. That's so British.
And jokes about it.
Close-ups on bums.
Close-ups on bums, a bum crack.
Liana, you said, oh my God, it's Shitty Colin.
And you said, hey, the ugly guy.
Oh, Uggo Colin, our crass friend from Love Actually, enters this crass film as a training pharmacist and drug
oh my maker. Gosh. And we have to talk a bit about him in a minute, but you asked a really good question, which is this what studying to be a pharmacist looks like?
That can't be right.
No, I thought this, I had the same thought.
They just
because
give
it's
you
just
all
loose
the chemicals
pills in his home and then a molecule sculpture. What
he
did
was
you think
funny.
Of him?
He was funny in this
okay. role. Yeah, I liked him so much more in this than I did in Love Actually.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know if it was just the 5 years between the films really helped him grow.
No.
I think he also, like, actually did a good job in this movie.
Yeah. And his role was
very
different.
None of his stuff in Love Actually was funny. It was just like, oh, boy-oing.
Yeah, exactly.
That was it.
Exactly.
And this, yeah, it actually was like a funny, it was a situational, a funny situation. And every time he went to pat his pockets and look for the bottle of pills and made that face and started looking for them, I thought that was really funny.
That was so me. Reaching in your pocket and it's always gone. It's like, how is it gone again?
Oh God.
What did I do? How did I do it? I will say one thing that's very satisfying about a movie like this, since it's just pure comedy of errors. What do you call it? Is it a farce? Like whatever it technically is. They really just are setting up. It felt like a one act play or something where,
oh yeah,
they set up really strong characters that all have really specific, I guess, wants, but like really specific concerns at this particular event. His is, I need to make sure I keep an eye on this bottle. And he keeps
their
losing
objectives
it.
Were so good.
Yeah, they have really strong objectives. And like the priest being like, I have to go at 3. And they keep saying five minutes. So you can see as the priest gets more and more upset, you know, like everything keeps building for that reason because they all have their strong objectives. And it's really satisfying and fun to watch. You're like, oh, the priest is going to be so. And now the priest has to rush through it. And
oh, my God, he was so funny.
Every place that could have been neutral, they gave somebody a strong opinion and feeling on what was happening. And it was
really great observation.
Thank you.
Oh my God. What?
Oh, nothing. It's just, it's kind of disappointing and devastating when I find that we're like media literate now.
Oh, I know. I know. When we say we know nothing about movies and then say something that betrays that we do know about movies, it's like, wow, fuck.
I don't know if I like who I am. Anyway, go on. Liana, you've said, Alan is me on my first day of work. Which one was Alan again? Oh. Is it the stressed out one?
Oh my God. So Alan is Alan Tudyk, who plays Simon. And when he accidentally gets high because they give him what they think is a Valium, and it turns out is an insane hallucinogenic drug. And he gets out of the car to go into the funeral and just stares at a hedge. My first day of work as a personal assistant, I got in there. I was so nervous. And the woman of the couple that I worked for was showing me around the house. So she says, okay, welcome in, come in to the home, follow me. She starts walking, says something. I mishear it. She keeps walking. I stop walking. I turn. I stare at the wall. Very still.
Oh, you thought she said wait here, but it wasn't wait
here. I thought she said wait here. She did not at all.
Maybe she said right
and
here.
I, Oh, so it was just a very cursed role from then on. That's within 60 funny. Seconds, I made it incredibly weird. And so that really resonated
that
with me.
So funny. That does make it weird. That's one of the weirder things you could do.
It's one of the weirdest things I've ever done.
And I understand your confusion. And that's one of those situations where you're like, I can't really explain this to you. We're going to have to just move on. We're going to have to just move on. I have a lot of my being an adult is me making a horrendous mistake that I think we recently made a meme about it where I'm like, where it's just like devastatingly humiliating deep inside. But I'm like, I don't have time to address this. I can't explain myself to you. We're going to have to just move on. And that's what it is. You swallow that and you go, well, show me the office then. You can't say to her, this is exactly what I thought. You could send her the podcast years later and maybe it'll clear everything up. But
yes, no,
it's not really how life works, unfortunately. Mm-mm.
Nope. So I think she thought I was real strange for pretty much the duration of me working for them.
That's really funny. That's really funny. Well, you survived.
Thank you. The character I relate to the most. This is sad. It's got to be that guy who's just following Martha around. Like, he went to an event just to talk to his crush. And he's like, oh, really? You're engaged to that person? Like, what do you see in them? Why not me? And it completely backfires.
No. That's so funny.
How about you?
And they're engaged. I probably the drug dealer. In simply,
really?
Well, just like what I said, like, in that he keeps losing something and being like,
yeah.
Fuck.
Oh, for who you relate to the most?
For who I relate to. Yeah, yeah. And then I'm like, I crap. This cannot.
Also a scene in the film.
Where he
I'm
just
picturing it like an iPad. Like, that's how it's spelled. A lowercase I, capital C, I crap. All one word.
I crap. He's basically like, the worst thing I could possibly do is make this same mistake again. And that's my whole life. I just keep doing it. Yesterday, I went to a coffee shop and I forgot my laptop and my AirPods and a pen.
Oh my God. What did you do?
I did end up procuring a pen and I was able to write things out and then do work on my phone, which I need to do anyway. But I was just like, what?
What did you write things down on?
Is wrong with me? I had a notebook, fortunately.
Okay, wait.
Yeah.
So you showed up to a coffee shop with only a notebook.
Yeah. And everything else that was in my bag, which was a full bag of makeup, napkins, utensils, things I did not need, chips.
They have those at coffee shops. They have those at coffee shops.
Well, I brought my own. It was horrible. It was so disappointing. I'm like, why? So anyway.
Oh, man.
It is what it is.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. God, that's funny.
I've been alive my whole life.
Did you have a favorite character? I know.
A favorite character? I don't know. I mean, I loved Simon. And I liked, what was her name? Simon's fiance. I enjoyed
Martha.
I liked Martha, too.
I loved how much she hated the guy who wanted to talk to her the whole time. I think that was an early example of women's rights in film. To openly hate a man who's being creepy at you.
Yeah.
And threaten him.
Yeah.
She was very strong to me, and I loved her.
Yeah, this movie was definitely one of those that's like getting there in terms of women's rights, which is to say there was no honk, honk, boy, oing, boob, boob in this movie.
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
is one thing if you're going to do
a 2007
film.
Sort of amazing.
A 2007
comedy.
Mm-hmm, sort of gross out comedy. Like, I'm kind of like, well, thank you.
A little bit wow. Yeah.
A little bit wow. But then they're, you know, like the closest they get is like the women are just taking care of the men the whole time. And then at one point, one is like, ugh, men. And they're like, boy, men.
Yep.
However, I still like both the characters and, you know, it wasn't offensive or anything. But it feels like on the road to women's rights in movies.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Liana, you said this quote, "I was drunk out of my mind. You could have been a donkey." Oh, that's exactly, that's her talking about having hooked up with him.
I think about that all the time. I think it's one of the meanest things you can say to someone.
I didn't care about...
When I hooked up with you, I was in such a state that I would have hooked up with a donkey.
I would have hooked up with a donkey. I think the phrasing that you use for... that a person can use for hooking up for different scenarios is so funny. For some reason, the idea of quote unquote hooking up with a donkey reminds me of when my friend told me, he was asking, we were talking about Club Penguin, and he's like, "Yeah, did you ever sleep with anyone in Club Penguin?"
What?
And I was like, "What are you talking about?" And I guess it was like kids would like, you know, go put their penguins together and then mash the heart button, and that was them like wrong. But the idea of that being sleeping together is so funny.
That's what sex is, right? You put your penguins together and you mash the heart button.
I mean, pretty much.
Have I been doing it wrong? Oh no. I need to make some calls. I need to contact some people, mainly my attorney.
I would have hooked up with a donkey.
With a donkey. Oh yes, okay. You wrote, "This is actually so terrifying."
Oh,
ew. Are those about two different things?
I think so. I think so. This is just when the movie kind of took a turn for the "Oh my god," which is, yeah. I mean, when he gets poop on his hand, it was very, it was very
upsetting. Yeah, it's quite visceral. I have to be honest. Skipped that scene this time around.
You did the right thing. You did the right thing. It sent a chill. Sent a chill.
It does. Yeah.
It's what it is. It's climactic. They really raise the stakes.
It reaches boiling point for sure.
Ugh.
Yeah.
They really raise the stakes in terms of everything. That it's like this guy has been a thorn in his side the whole time. The old man has been. It's like, well, he's gonna poop on his hand. All right, and we're gonna see it. Okay.
That is such a like. They are right. Like, what is the most annoying thing someone could do to you? Like, shit on me,
shit on your hand. Yeah,
and then that would be the most inconvenient thing a person could do.
Is an angry old man continuously jabbing you with his cane? I'm sorry about that. We'll be right back.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, "Somebody's in the house," and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
Liana, you said Simon is hot. Sorry.
Sorry. that man, he's fit as hell.
Yeah. They really show us his entire physique.
And it's good.
Yeah. He's keeping it tight.
It's interesting. Well done.
Well done.
Way to slay, Simon. Yeah. Simon the solicitor.
Simon well
Smith
done.
The solicitor. Your last note is Brits love bums. Yeah.
Brits love
this,
bums.
There's a shot in this movie where half the screen is his right ass cheek and the other half is like the people seeing him. That same shot, but mirrored, happens in a movie called A Guide to Second Date Sex, where it's George Mackay's left ass cheek and then the person that he's talking to.
That's really funny. Is he from a...
They'll just do that.
They love mm-hmm. that. They really love that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Liana... Sort of juxtaposed to my very first note, one of your last notes is, Sienna, did you know this movie was directed by Miss Piggy? I love thinking about it that way. I love thinking about it that way. And it kind of makes the movie make sense. Yeah, this is sort of Miss Piggy's, as an auteur.
Vision.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was Piggy the voice vision. Of Miss Piggy,
mm-hmm.
as well as a couple other Muppets. And also... the voice of Yoda.
Oh, such
Miss Piggy and Yoda co-directed this movie. It kind of explains everything.
Directed by Miss Piggy and Yoda. Both kind of pervs.
You think Yoda's a perv?
Definitely. Yoda's got to be a perv. Are you kidding?
He does make Luke train like upside down and shirtless. You're right. In like a swamp.
This is an old perv.
1,000-year-old perv.
And Liana, your last note is this note, this quote that you remembered that seems to have stuck with you. Mm-hmm. Everything's so fucking green. I sounded like
Logan Roy.
Logan Roy.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely you did.
God.
There's just some, like, I thought the opening line of this movie was perfect, and I thought the ending line of this movie was perfect. The opening one is when they open the coffin, and the first thing that anybody says is Matthew McFadden looks down yeah. and then looks back up and says, who's this?
I love when movies start off strong. I love when anything starts off, that it's like, this is what we're going to be doing here. Nothing's yeah, going to be regular. Which you know what that says to me? Here's why you'll learn that I don't hate this film, is that what it says to me right off the bat is, we're not going to let you be bored during this movie.
Yeah. It's very heightened, very out there, outrageous. It's outrageous.
I really want to watch Simon again. I'm ready.
Oh my God, I love him.
Well.
I think it's like an Oscar-worthy performance. Mm-hmm. It's amazing.
It must have been such a blast to be in. Well, this is maybe a good time to perhaps move on to our next segment.
Duh. Yes.
Da-der.
Sorry.
Which is, of course, badges and trages, where we give badges for British acting.
Yeah. Yeah.
And trages for
turd-based comedy.
Perfect.
I have a badge for the coffin bit during the opening credits.
Yeah.
Where it'll like take a wrong turn, or it goes through the roundabout all the way before making the correct turn. It has to reverse because it went the wrong direction. Again, just setting you up for what to expect.
That's very clever. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mistake after mistake. I have a badge for incredible awkward silences. Truly next level. There were a few where I was like, something about it being 2007 and British. It was prime time. Prime time. And they do an amazing
peak time
job.
Mm-hmm. It's unmatched. It really is. Badge for Alan Tudyk. God, he's good in this movie.
My next badge is for Simon. So good.
Bless our sweet boy. A badge for whisper acting. There's a lot of whisper acting in the movie.
Ah.
And it seems believable to me that they're actually like whispering to each other and inaudible to the other people in the room.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have a badge for just regular acting. Acting.
How about that?
So it includes that.
Real good. A badge for sheep. I'd never noticed this before, but in the scenes on the roof, you can see in the background, there's a field with some sheep in it.
I did not notice that.
Yeah.
But I'm so happy about it. Love a
sheep.
Well,
it took me 4 watches and 16 years, so.
4 watches and a funeral.
Hey.
I have years, my God. A badge for Uncle Alfie is actually really funny, even though he stresses me out beyond belief.
Yep. He looks like an old, angry, like goblin, like creature from Labyrinth.
He is a goblin. He is a goblin. So angry.
A badge for brothers repairing their relationship. I really liked it by the end because they're, yes, it was absurd, a lot of it, but then there also were very real things and like conflicts between some of the characters.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it kept it very grounded and it felt like we were able to connect with it and it let us in on a mm-hmm. certain level, which was nice.
Yeah. Yeah, the end was pretty sweet. Oh, this is going to be hard to explain, but one thing I really appreciated about this film, maybe it was that it was satisfying in this way, which is that the things that needed to be said were always said. For example, like when the other guy takes credit for, what's his name, pushing Uncle Alfie up the hill, later he ends up being like, "You took the credit! I did it!
Yeah.
You took the credit!" And it just, it's like, oh, good. I'm glad somebody said something. And then when he takes too many pills, I'm like, that's way too many pills. And I'm glad that the characters talk about it. And they're like, you gave him how many? That's way too many. I think it makes me feel it's, again, like the crazy stuff is somewhat grounded in that way. And I appreciated that very much because it can be really stressful otherwise.
Yeah. Yeah. My final badge is a badge for bloopers during the credits. It's always nice to see the actors break and laugh with each other. Because it's like, oh, they also were having a good time.
I felt exactly the same way. So cute. My final badge was for, honestly, could have been a lot grosser. It's mostly the one poop thing and bums. Like, it's kind of a gross-out movie, but I've seen a real gross-out movie before, and it was so awful that I'm like, thank you for keeping it a little bit chill.
Yeah. It really, it's like that one scene.
And there's like, sexual humor. Which I do, if I'm going to, like, I appreciate that.
It's kind of amazing in that way.
Yeah.
Trages?
Trages. My first trage is, I'm stressed.
Yeah. A trage for Justin getting the credit for Howard pushing Uncle Alfie up the hill.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I know he, like, lets it out later, but it always made me so sad for Howard. And it felt very much like when somebody repeats your joke, but louder in class and they get the laugh.
Totally. Totally.
It resonated.
I have a trage for all those drugs feel like a horror film when they feed them all those drugs. Mm. It felt truly like a horror movie.
Oh, a trage for, is it gay or is it homophobic?
I saw this in your notes and I was like, that is exactly putting it. That is a great way of articulating the discomfort I felt as well. Just a little.
Yeah. And it's like, you know, it's 2007 and it just, it wasn't quite there.
Yeah.
You know?
Again, it was like, it's hard to tell. It was definitely part of the like, crazy. Mm-hmm. Crazy.
Uh-huh. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it was used as a punchline too much for it to
But also Peter Dinklage's character was like pretty chill despite like blackmailing them, you know, like he wasn't, I don't know.
Yeah, he wasn't like an offensive stereotype of a gay person.
He was just,
and it seemed
like
they actually were just like really in love with each other and also had a gay a sexual relationship.
Yeah,
but
it's interesting.
Everybody's reaction to it, I think, is what made it feel like,
right.
All right. This isn't just finding out about an affair. This is, it's more than that.
Yeah. I don't know. I have a trage for, ew.
Yep.
Ew. The poo-poo.
Yeah. Yeah.
Poo-poo.
My next trage is for the poo scene. It's a trage every time.
I guess those are all my trages that I wrote down.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah. My final trage is just trage for white.
Yeah.
It's a white movie.
Mm-hmm. Shall we move on to our next segment, Liana?
Yeah.
which of course is how to pretend you've seen this film.
Yes.
This is for you are...
at a funeral.
You're at a funeral. And, you know, Simon, who's a British, a Britophile. Is there a term for that? An Anglophile. Who's an Anglophile, is like, oh, I come to every funeral I can attend. Just particularly because I love British movies. And one of my favorites that I saw, particularly because I loved that poop scene, was the UK's.
And you're like, hey, I'm just trying to mourn.
I'm here
Could
to
you
mourn.
Actually,
yeah. Oh, no, but I'm here for the vibes, which reminds me of one of my favorite films, Death at a Funeral. And I'm going to tell you all about it and talk about poop.
And in order to close the coffin on that conversation, we're going to give you a few sentences you can say to pretend you've seen the film Death at a Funeral.
Gosh.
Simon, I've seen Death at a Funeral. Please don't speak to me about films. I can tell that you're a film bro. And it's as Howard says, I'd really rather not get your cancer.
Yes, Simon, I've seen the film Death at a Funeral. It's a perfect sort of British movie to watch when you want to see a bunch of actors that you just can't quite place where you've seen them before. It's like a game the whole time.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it is. This is, I'm at the food area of the room putting things on my plate, and he's come up to me and has spoken to me, and I haven't responded yet. So he's just finished talking, and I look up and I go, was there a dog in here just now? I'm sure there was a dog in here. And then I go stare at a hedge.
I love when he puts his head in that hedge.
Oh my God. And then he comes in and there's a little like leaf in his hair.
I rewinded it to watch it again. It was so funny.
Oh, he's just following his dreams. Some of the things he did, I was like, as somebody who's now done edibles, this is all making so much sense. Not even like a hallucinogenic drug, but just the slight...
Just to be
like,
elsewhere.
Wait, was there a dog in here?
Yes, Simon, I have seen Death at a Funeral. Despite being full of goofs, there are also some real sentimental moments in the film, particularly those moments about sibling rivalry. And getting your family to respect you.
Yes.
Yeah. When Martha's like, you're being mean, and this is the man I'm going to marry. And that's that.
Oh, yeah, when she stands up to her dad, it's so good. Simon, I just saw you speaking with somebody else at this funeral about the film Death at a Funeral. You've spoken with so many people about it, and now you've come to me to talk about it again. How does that make you me feel? I'll tell you how that makes me feel. Cheap. Like a cheap slut. I love the way Peter Dinklage says cheap slut.
He's really
like
good.
Cheap slut.
Yes, Simon, I have seen Death at a Funeral. Even though that you're being annoying talking about it to me, I will say that movie is a great example of a film where it's clear that the people working on it really liked working on it. And hey, let's have more of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I loved in the scene where Peter Dinklage is knocked out unconscious, and then the guy who played Colin in Love Actually is trying to revive him, but none of them know his name. So he just keeps going, you're right, mate, mate, mate. And then he's like, what's his name? And the other guy's like, try Philip. He goes, Philip.
It's funny. Well, mayhaps it's time for a little something called Should You Watch This Or, where we tell you if you should watch this film or if you should do something else with your time. Liana, what do you think?
I think discussing it has helped me remember that this film is very funny.
It is funny.
I was sleepy when I watched it. I think, you know, you could watch this movie. It's a fun, extraordinarily British humor film. The home in it is very gorgeous, so it feels slightly like escapism while you're watching it.
Uh-huh.
And it's a fun way to see Mr. Darcy / Tom Wamsgans do something a little different.
Love it. Love it.
Sienna, what would you say?
You're going to love and hate my recommendation because...
Oh, no.
No, it's a great recommendation, but much like that one guy took credit for the other guy's thing.
Yeah.
I will be taking the credit for your great recommendation, which is you could instead watch Miranda.
Oh my God, what a wonderful recommendation. That's so good.
If you want to watch something British and silly, adults being silly.
Yeah.
This movie is fun, but also, if you want to watch a TV show, Liana put me onto the show Miranda years ago, and it is so funny and goofy.
Yes.
And Miranda Hart is a treasure. And it's very British. And there are many gags and characters with strong objectives doing silly things and many, many mistakes made along the way.
That's it's such a good show. Wreck.
It's such a good show. Another very British thing recommended by our British
correspondent.
Our British correspondent.
Yeah.
Our British correspondent, Liana Holston.
Well, Sienna, what would you rate the film Death at a Funeral?
I thought it was well written. I liked the characters. Didn't have a lot of problems with the film. Mainly I'd watch it again for Simon. I think I'd give it like a 3 out of 5.
Yeah.
3 extremely forced smiles while walking through a crowd of people out of 5. It was funny. Liana, what about yourself?
He's so funny in that scene.
He's so funny.
I'm going to give Death at a Funeral 4 bums out of 5. I think the actors in it are so good.
Yeah,
and they do really good acting as well.
It's really good acting. Yeah, it was
crazy.
Kind of astonishing. I went back and just rewatched some of their performances because it was like, boy, they're just good.
Yeah. And Alan Tudyk is, he's like a god in this movie. He's so good. He's perfect.
He's perfect. God. He is.
He's perfect. To me, he is perfect. The poo stuff grosses me out so much. And it's definitely a very white male movie, but not in the way that so many white man comedies are.
Yeah.
It feels refreshingly different for the lads to have done.
I agree.
Well, there you go, everybody.
We
have reviewed Death at a Funeral, the UK version. Thank you so much for listening. We are Tossed Popcorn. You can find us on social media at Tossed Popcorn on Instagram, on TikTok. We have a Patreon, patreon.com/tossedpopcorn, where we post deleted scenes, extra memes, fun little miscellaneous materials. So sign up, subscribe to that, join in on the fun. And we'll see you next week when we'll be watching
Best in Show.
Bork, bork.
Canadians.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
We love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bum.
The coffin is moving.
You can find us on Instagram as at Sienna Jekyll and at Liana Holston. Please check the description for the spelling of our dumb names. We put out episodes every Tuesday, so make sure to subscribe so that you don't miss an episode. See you next week on Tossed Popcorn. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, check the iHeartRadio app.
Sigh.
Man.
From BBC Radio 4. Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
The wait is almost over.
Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.